How do you make kinyan chalipin? Rav Omar bekelov shel kainim. So Rav says you make chalipin bekelov shel kainim. That means the person who wants to be kainim from the makne, he gives his kalim to the makne, and the makne is makne to him. The nechale le kaine, the kaine is satisfied, the lehevi makne kaine, that the makne should be kaine his keli, his suda, ki hechi the ligma veliknale, that he should be makne to him his chayfetz. Now, we have to understand, this is the Lashon HaGemara is very difficult. The Gemara explains, Shitas Rav is Kelov Shel Kainim. That means that the one who wants to acquire a chayfetz through Kinyan Chalipin, he gives his keli to the makne. Now the Gemara says, Anariches, the Nechalei Lekaine, the kaine is satisfied, the lehevi makne kaine, that the makne should be kaine his suda, his keli, ki heichi the ligma veliknalei. It should be makne to him. I mean, what's the problem? The Gemara wants to explain how kinyan chalipin works, memela. The Gemara seems has another problem over here. Why is the makne kaine the suda? Why is the kaine makne the suda to the makne? So the Gemara says, the nechale lekaine, the kaine is satisfied to be makne to him. So this, well, they'd like to say over to mahalchem, the Zari Megash and the Shita Mekabet says, the Megash says as follows, the Gemara had a problem. Ein onu royim derech shelesibosoi nisratze hakoine lahaknois oisei akeli lemakne. We don't see a reason. The Gemara had a problem. Why should the koine be makne his keli to the makne? She says, what's the problem? He says, "Ubema she ikna loy hamakna oisay chayfitz sheini tumurasay." I mean, what's the problem? He's going to be makna makakis and makna something else. Ein zanire. That's not a reason that he should be makna hisuda. Lefisha kol koine tzorich lal kaponim lefroya lemakna demei oisay davashikna oisay mocheloy. He says, I'm going to pay him for it. He's selling me a karka for $100,000. I'm going to pay him $100,000. So why should I be makne now my suda also? For what reason? That's the problem. Why should the kaine be makne my suda? Because he's giving him a karka for the karka. I'm paying you $100,000 for the karka. So why should I be makne you my suda also? Lezeh Omar, so the Gemara says, Shatam shenisratze hakoine lahaknois oisei keile lahamakne. So why? I'm giving you $100,000 plus the suda. Why should I give you the suda? Hu kidei sheyisratze hamakne lahaknois loy oisei adova shemochaloi koidim sheyekabo domov. I'm giving you $100,000, but you want to be makna me now the karka. I didn't pay you a penny yet. You're going to be makna me now the karka before I pay you. So it's worthwhile for me that I should acquire the karka now before I'm paying you, that you should be makna me now the karka. So I'm secure that the karka is mine. This is the Loshon HaRimegash, Shatam Shenisratza HaKoine Lahaknois oisei keli lahamakna. Why does he want to give him a keli? Kedei she yisratza hamakna lahaknois loy oisei adova shemocha loy, that he should be merutza to be maknet him koidim she kabo domo. Vizel kavones agmorim, ki heichi deligma velikna lei, he should be maknet him. Even though he didn't take any money. So the Rimagash is explaining the Gemara had a problem. Why should the Koine be maskim to be makne, his keli to the makne? I'm giving him $100,000 for it. So I should give him my keli also. Why does he need my keli also? So the Gemara says it's worthwhile for the Koine to be makne his keli to the makne, that he should be makne him now. That means Ziri is going to pay him for it. But to make sure that the Kinyan is chal now, he shouldn't sell it to somebody else. Lekayim kol dovo, so it's worthwhile for you to be makne the suder now to make sure that you Koine it, even though as yet you didn't pay him. That's how the Rimagash says pshat. The Chem de Shloime and Bob Messiah Dav Chavtes says a different pshat. He says the Iker Inyan Chalipin who the Taich of Chalipin is Shezen Noisein Loze Matonek Tas. That the Koine is giving him a matone. Finished. I didn't get anything in return. Because of this matone, gam hu makna loy matone merubim. She's going to give me a karke. Avol mitchile tzorich hamakne liknois hamatone rega echot. That means chalipin is different than kinyan kesef. This will just finish further, and then we'll elaborate. Avot ba'oisoi rega shehamakne koine hasuda adayin loikona hakoine. Da'ayinu loima sheshneim boim yachad aydei sheze koine nikne memela hacheifetz lahakoine ze loyamrim. So the Chem de Shloime says as follows. Kinyan kesef works like this. I give you the money, and with your acquisition of the money, I acquire a karka. So I'm giving you money and I'm getting a karka. So that is kinyan kesef. There is no time span. Kinyan chalipin, there's a time span. I'm giving you now a matone. And what happened? Nothing. It's yours. Did I get anything now this second? No. I didn't get anything. After a time, could be it's a minute, could be it's a half a minute, but it's irrelevant. After the time span, since I gave you a matona, you're going to be makna me your karka. So the Kinyan Suda accomplishes that just like I was makna you my Suda, you should be makna me the karka. But that means you need a new hakno mitzad the makna. Not I was koine the karke. I'm giving you a matone. In Kinyan Chalipin works that since you see my gemiras das and my sincerity that I gave you my suda, so this is moire your gemiras das that you should be matzim your karke. So memele it is so that's why the gemore had to be marich over here. That means I'm giving you something, and I'm at the present time, I'm not getting anything in return. There's a delayed action. I'm giving you something. Nechele lekoine. The nechele lekoine de leve makne koine. The koine is neche. He's satisfied that the makne should be koine his suda, even though now he's not getting anything in return at the present moment. Ki heiche de ligma velakni later, he should be makna me later, the kalke. So memele, so we see there is something, so there's two mahalchim in the mafoshim, what the problem of the gemara is. that chalipin is unique according to the Rimagash. The problem is I'm paying you and I'm giving you a siddur also. So why is this necessary? So according to the Rimagash, the teretz is it's worthwhile. You should give the siddur that'll become yours before you pay him. And according to the Chemdesh Shloime, the chiddush of chalipin is that chalipin is not kaine. That as soon as you give the suddah, you're not kaine. It belongs to him. And then he later has to be makne to you because you gave him a suddah, he's makne to you the karke. But at the present, it doesn't come by basachas. So we have to explain, so why should I be makne the suddah? No, the neichalele kaine levi makne kaine keich veligma veliknalei. This is Shitas Rav. This is the Svar of Rav. V'levi oma v'kelov shel makne. That klipim works, the makne gives his suda to the kaine, and the kaine is kaine, the suda and the karke. That's Svar of Levi. Kidabina lameima lakama. Later we're going to say the lumdus of Levi. Now, before we understand the lumdus of Levi, we'll see there was a ravhun, omale ravhunim. Midisakarta lerove. So he understood pshat in Levi. How does this work? You give the suda and you go into the kark. How does this work? So he says, I have a kasha in Levi. The Levi, the Oma, the Kalev shall makne, a kakoni ara agav glime. So it comes out, he's makne him the metaltalim, and with the metaltalim, you're kinda my karke. He gives them the makne, gives them metaltalim. So you're kinda karke agav metaltalim. In kain havalu nechosim sheyesh lamachayis, v'niknim im nechosim shein l'machai. So it comes out, according to Levi, there's a new type of agav. Your koine kalke agav metaltalim. V'anan ibchaknan. We learned a Mishnah faket. Nechosim shein l'machai, niknim nechosim sheyesh l'machai. Levi said faket on a Mishnah. That was Rav Huna midas sakartas kasha l'rov. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi, Bemekoine, Kinya Chalipin, Dachsiv, Bekro, Sholav, Ish, Nalish, Mi, Sholaf, and Nosan. Who took off his shoe and gave it? The Levi, Makne, Koine, Esa, Kaili. I'm asking that the Makne should be Koine, the Kaili. Kokoni, Ara, Agav, Glime. So now, Rav Rubim, this Sakarta asked, according to Levi, it comes out, agav the kinyan, you're making the glime, you're kind of the karka. Hanoisen karka lechavere bekinyan suda, v'mekabul matone moishech hasuda miyad hanoisen, the mekabul matone is moishech the suda, v'nikna loy hakarka im hasuda, he's kind of the karka together with the suda, v'meshichas hasuda, Shenikna b'meshiche. So that means the maise meshiche that he makes on the suda helps for the karka. Now let us just mention for 1 minute, there's a svar in the Yecheskel. The Yecheskel says, how does kinyan agav work? That means I make a chazaka in the karka and I'm kind of metaltal. Now between you and me, chazaka doesn't help on metaltal. It's not a kinyan for metaltal. So the lumdus of agav is the metaltalim become nitpal to the karke, becomes a tuffle to the karke, and the aloch is the maise kinyan you made on the karke helps for the metaltalim. So you know what really happens? You made a chazak on the metaltalim also. But normally you can't make a chazak on metaltalim. But kinyan agav is that the metaltalim become a tuffle to the karke, and the kinyan chazak you make on the karke helps for the metaltalim also. So, Rav Huna midas sakarta asked, Levi was mahapach the yitzres. In Cain, Havalei, Lukalko is nicknamed Metaltalim. Vimeshiche bedovo, Shuhukinyin le Metaltalim. It comes out that he's making a Meshiche, aber da wo scho kin he made a kin ye mashiach an metaltlem beinem keinem lekalke and it comes out with the mashiach and the metaltlem is kind of the kalke and we learn fakel the chosim shein lemachayis nikdem the chosim sheyesh lemachayis but da wo scho kin ye lekalke works fakel beine kin ye lemetaltlem he made a kin ye for kalke and this is not a kin ye for metaltlem kedektoni bekesef ubishtar bechazoke. So fakert, so Levi was mahapach the yitzras. Omalei, so Rove told Rav Huna, he have a Levi hochi. If Levi would have been around and you would have asked Levi this kasha, havi mapik laapach pulsa denure. He would, let's see what Rashi says. Mapich la'apach pulsa denure, he would have thrown to you nitzoitze shel oir, shehein agulais ke pulsa, pulsa is like a slug, the women lakama nasim in pulsa, the loshin shamta kamala, he would put you in cheirem. You would ask such a kasha to Levi, he'd put you in cheirem, shechoshtosai bezu. That's a zilzal on the cover. You think Levi had such a chumas for Aga? Yes, he had. Oh, he's such a high kasha from a Mishnah. You think Levi that that's a zilzal? It's a merdeke zachvat Rashi. So put him in chayim because of this. Because Loshen Sham to come alei shechashtos that he would say such a chumas for misavres glime maknalei with the glime. He's kind of the kalke. Vahi anod the komekabu minei gomel va'aknalei. No, it works differently. He gives him the suda. And when Yen is mekabu the suda from the makne, he has anod. He has anod that you were mekabu something from me. So the kaine was mahane the makne. He gave him anod. See, we'll elaborate a little. And for the hano that he's giving him, he's makne. So the koine is giving him hano. This starts off that I'm giving you a matone, the suda, and you're mekabel it from me. So I have hano from your kabbalah. So let's see what Rashi says. Mi savres lei. Agav, shede meshichas hakeli, sheniknaloi b'meshicha yiknaloi hakalkeim hakeli. Ein elu, no, that's not pshat. Ein elu al kechalipin. No, there's an exchange over here. Ki ilu ze moise loi chefetz achetachas hakalki. I'm giving him something for the kalki. Uma mesirose, what am I giving him? Hanos kabalose mimenu, that you have ano that I was mekabel your matone. Matnas akli, you gave me a matone of a kli. Shechishvoi, he was mechashev him, lekabel mimenu matone, that I was mekabel from you a matone. Is noyach loy some mele? So I was mechashev the mekabel asuda the koine was mechashev the noisin that he was mekabel amatona from him. Is shechish velekabel men amatona noyach loy? So he has ano kilu noisin loy ze hakoine matona rabe. So you gave me a matona rabe that you were mekabel from me my matona. And for this, the Nisen is Maknim the Kalke. Now we'll just go a little further and then we'll elaborate a little. So the Gemara says, this Machloikis of Rav and Levi, so the Gemara says, Kitanoi. Vizois lifnim bi Yisrael. We have a posik in Rus. Alagule, balatmure, lekayim, koldobo, sholaf, ish, nale, venosen, loreyeyu. Gula, zumachire, vechenu emer, loyigoyel. Tmure, zuchalipen, vechenu emer, loyachlifenu, loyomeroisoi. Lekayim, koldobo, sholaf, ish, nale, venosen, loreyeyu. Mi nosan lemi. Boyes nosan legoyel. So the Tanakama holds that Kalev shall kaine. Boyes was kaine the karke, so Boyes gave his suda. Rabbi Yehuda Aima, goyel nosan leboyes. The goyel gave to the boy. The goyel gave to boys. So this machlokes of Rav and Levi is a machlokes to Tana Kame and Rav Yehuda. Fine. And let us just, before we learn the Gemara starts speaking about other things also, this Gula, this Tmura, Lakaim Kodova. Before we speak about that, let us just see Taisviz. The Kalev shall makne. Davke bekelov shall makne. Levi holds davke bekelov shall makne. V'loy bekelov shall kaine. Not the kelov shall kaine. The mikro yalef lekamo. We learn that from a posik. It's not. This is also good. Now, so davke kelov shall makne. That's how it works. V'levi sova ein matbeya nasa chalipin v'chein peiri. If Levi holds ein matbeya nasach libni v'chein peiri, so memele, so lechere, so bishloime, if we learn the koine gives the suda to the makne, so then it shows what should he give? Ein matbeya nasach libni, ein peiri nasach libni. But if Levi holds that the giving is the hano, so what's the difference if he gives him a peiri, if he gives him a matbeya? What is the difference? Hainu taime, the boy hanos kabolos dovo choshuv. That the hano is that I gave you a dovo choshuv, dum ye denal, and al is a dovo choshuv, uleimat beye upay. Number one. So now we see from Teisves that the hano that the makne derives from the koine is, I gave you a dovo choshuv and you accepted it. If I didn't give you a dovo choshuv and you accepted it, it seems it's not a hano. I gave you a dovo choshuv and you accepted it, that's a hano. Perhaps we can understand this a little bit. I once saw Rabbi Ruchem writes in an ode, Reuven does Shimon Atayve. Reuven does Shimon Atayve. Time. So Shimon is indebted to Reuven. He did him Atayve, he's indebted to him. So Shimon wants to go and give Reuven a present. I make money, I'll bring you flowers. So Shimon comes and brings a bouquet of flowers. Reuven said, no, I don't want it. No, I don't want. Don't give me anything. I don't want you to give me anything. Zokt Rabbi Ruchem, what is pshat in this maise? He says, this maise, Reuven's, we think this Reuven is a leila, leila. He says, no, punkt faker. Reuven is a mushres. But you know what pshat is? Reuven did Shimon atoive. So Shimon is indebted to Reuven. When Shimon gives them back a matone, so Shimon feels, I paid you back. I'm like, good day, you did that. I paid you back. He's not so indebted. If Reuven doesn't want to accept it, I want you still to remain. You're going to be yitzah with flowers? I want you to be indebted to me. He's saying something else, but that's what he means. So that means when someone accepts something from someone else, he's indebted to him. You are mahane me, I'm indebted to you. When you give a person a dovo choshev and he takes it, that means something. That means I gave him a dovo choshev and he took it, so that's him, he's indebted to me. I have a no from that. The noisin has a no that I gave a dovo choshev is magde chalipin. There has to be a dovo choshev, it has to be a keli, a matbei is not good, a peiri is not good, I gave you a dovo choshev, and you accepted it. That means that there's some sort of a hachno that the mekabel is machni himself by accepting it from the noisin, and he has hano from that. The noisin has hano from that. Could be that's a shtickle pshat in Levi. Now I'd like to mention this Amor de Keran in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin of Dav Zayin says as follows. A person goes over, a woman goes over to a man, and she says, Heilech mone vakadish anilach. She gives the man a mone, and that you'll accept the mone, I'll become a kudish to you. So the Gemara says, Mekudeshes, she's Mekudish, Bahani mili ba'odom choshuv. He's an Odom Choshuv. Bahi hano de kamekabel matone mino kamekna nafsha. As I state in the Gemara. It's on the Gemara. Bechein le'inye mamoine. La'aloche, it's brought down, sai by Kedushin, sai by Momen, I come over to an Odom Choshuv, and I give him a matone, and he accepts it. So it's called, he's giving me something. He ano the makabel matone mino, so memele komekna yenavsha. As I say, Zokteran, so the Ran in Kedushin says, this Gemara in Kedushin is a stira to Lav and a stira to Levi. He says, he learned the Gemara in Kedushin, it doesn't stem with both of them. So he says like this, Lelevi is kosher, the Gemara says there is such a concept that I have a hano that he was makabel amatone, but he must have dafken adam choshev. An adam choshev who normally is not makabel matones, and you give him a matone, an adam choshev, that's called hano, ishes makadeshes. But not an adam choshev, a stam person, the Gemara says klor, it's not like that. Ve'ilu levi koma, the bekulu inchi kaina bekel of shalmakna. See, it's Akasha and that Gemara and Levi. Levi said, doesn't matter who you give to. You give to anyone, it works. I know. Dealing with is Rav Kodem Choshev. And Rav, he has Akasha. Rav says, Caleb, that it doesn't help Caleb shall makne, I feel about them Choshev. Rav said, it doesn't help, period. Only Caleb shall kind of Caleb shall mak the nebel. And the Gemara says, "Achman anodem choshev adosa." This is a kasha the Ran asks in Kedushin on Asugi. Zoktera. So for emphasis, both kashas. He says, according to Levi, he says that what the Gemara says in Kedushin, you need an Odom Choshev, you need an no of a Kabbalah's Odom Choshev, Zokteran, that's Tavke by Kedushin, by Mekech HaMemke, you need an no that's Shove Prute, by an Odom Choshev, it's Shove Prute, by not an Odom Choshev, it's not a Shove Prute. So Memele, by Kedushin, Ha'ishen Niknes B'Shove Prute, Mekech HaMemke, you need a Shove Prute, she needed an Adam Choshev. That Hano is a value of a Shava Pruta. Masha Ein Kain by Chalipin, we're going to have later, Kainim Bekeli Afa Pishain by Shava Pruta. Chalipin does not need the Shavis of a Pruta. So therefore, Levi held the works by all people. Yevano, I give something to anybody. So it's not a big Hano, but it's Hano. And it's worth less than a Shava Pruta. By Chalipin, you don't need another Shava Pruta. That is the Teretz on Levi. The Teretz on Rav, Ba'al Kaponim, by an Odom Choshev, it should help. Rav said, it's always Caleb shall mak that, let it help by an Odom Choshev. So here, the Ran says a very interesting Teretz, that Kinyan Chalipin is a kni al menas lahaknais. That means he gives it back. He gives it back. I give it to him and he gives it right back. So he says, afilu by an odom choshuv, since it's al menas lahakzer, ein anoisim mischashev bishvil kach. That's the Ran's Teretz. You talk about, zich an odom, I give an odom choshuv a matone, and he accepted it and he'll keep it. Who, what? Well, You give an Adam Choshev, tell a photographer to take a picture, you give him the Adam Choshev, he's accepting it. But a Kniyam Manas Lahaknois, he's giving it right back to you. So there, Rav holds his no hano whatsoever. This is Daran, this is how Daran is Miyashiv, this is how Daran is Miyashiv, the Rav and Levi. The Ktsois, and Kufza the Gdalid, wants to say a second Mahalach to fa'emfa Rav. He says that Rav holds that Hano doesn't help because you need a keli. Hano is not called a keli. This Adin, we paskin, later we'll see, we paskin at Rav Nachman that you need a keli. So Mamela took the choice, Hano is not called a keli. Well, keli, there's dinim, Taisvis holds, if you're mishtamish boy, it's called a keli. But it has to be a keli. This is, it's covered, but it's not a keli. So it's not a keli, that's it won't help a fellow by an odom chosh. That is what the choice for emphasis. Yeah. Then, so I had a shtickle kasha, but according to Rav Sheshes that holds that you don't need a keili, Rav Sheshes holds you kind of beperi, you don't need a keili. So according to Rav Sheshes, why shouldn't it help? According to the Ktzais. So someone showed me some murdik and I debuted, and the Buddha says, according to Rav Sheshes, Kainem bekeli afa pishayim by shava pruta, about peiri needs a shava pruta. As Isaac Tamir de Kechidish. And the Ran says that if he's not an Adam Choshev, it's not worth a shava pruta. So Memele, so that's why according to Rav Sheshes could be, it also doesn't work. But the Ktzois brings down a Moir de Kezach, there's a Tshuvis HaRosh. The Rosh says, if you give someone a matone, so the Rosh says the Mekabel Matone makes a Toiv HaMeitev, even though it's not an Adam Choshev. A Toiv, you gave me a Matone, so Meitev, you also have a No that I accepted the Matone. So he said, so this concept that Yene has a No, you make a Broche B'Shem HaMalchus on it, Toiv HaMeitev, it was Toiv Li, or Meitev Lachine, you gave me a Matone, you also have a No that I got it. She says, for the broche, it's good, because broche, yeah, but no, it's good. Pachlip, need a keli. That's what the Ktzois wants to fa'emfa. Bal kaponim, that's why Rav is chaylik on Levi. But the etzim concept that there is a hano from the noisin who gives something to he gives a matone, and yen is mekabel the matone, that is a dover muskim, that there is such a concept. Now, let us see the Rashis that we did not learn as yet. Geule zu mechire, shemochaloi mechire gemure bedome. Now, this Rashi Weiss is very much like the Megashis pshat in the Gemara before. Shemochaloi mechire gemure bedome. He made a mechire gemure bedome, vuloi kibel mois. And he didn't get paid for it. So that means al agula. That means I make gulas um mechire. That means you want to sell me a karke. I'm not paying you yet, but to finalize the kinyan, we make a kinyan suda. So you're making lakaim koldova is going. You make a mechire. Tmure zuchalipen shemachlev kliza bechefet shekenegdoi. Here Rashi would seem to be saying that we're making an exchange, a kli for a chefet, and this is lechayre shove b'shove. There's a second type of kinyan chalipen. There's a kinyan lekayim koldova. That means it's a mechire, and I'm paying you, and this is lekayim koldova. In Rashi seems to hold, we had the Shitus Rabbi Natan, we'll have it again also, that the such a concept of Shove B'Shove, what Rabbi Natan holds by Shove B'Shove, you do not need a Keli, a fellow by Peres, also holds by Shove B'Shove. The Ritas Loshen of Rashi would seem Shemachlif is exchanging Kliza Bechefet Shekenekdoi. By an exchange, you also need a Keli. That is what Rashi is saying. Let us see Taisvis. Gula Zumechire. V'chainu oimer, im loy yigoyel v'nimka. V'kosher Rabbeinu Tam, but we don't have this posik, im loy yigoyel. We have a posik loy yigoyel, and that's Rabbeinu Tam's girsa. V'kosher Rabbeinu Tam, the adarabe, posik ze moichiyach, the gula eine mechire. It won't be redeemed, nor will be sold. So v'aistois, gula is not called mechire. That's tois v'skashe. וכוש רבינו תם דד רבה פוסק זה מחיר דגולה אין אי מחיר אלא גורס so therefore the רבינו תם is גורס לא יגור that's our גילסו also תחסיב במייסה בהימה במרין דפרק על פסולי המקדושים די לא יגור לא ימוך אלו you're not allowed to sell מייסה בהימה די ננמכה לא חי ולא שוח fine so כפונם that's the פוסק ומפורש רבינו תם Rabbi Natan learned Pshat Nagamore that the Pshat in the Pasuk is like this. Gula Zumechir. The Pasuk is speaking about there are three types of transactions. There's one transaction of Mechir. Selling. We're selling a Chafetz for a payment. How do you make Mechir? Rabbi Yochanan, Gula Bekesef, Ula Reish Lokish, B'Meshiche. That's one type of a transaction. Temure, Zuchalipin, Shoshove, B'Shove. Another type of transaction. We're not selling, we're exchanging Chafetzim. Shove, B'Shove. The Mahani, Lekule, Alme, Afilu, B'Peri. This is another type of transaction. This is exchanging. And by exchanging, there's no posik that's telling me Allah is how to exchange. Temure, exchanging. So it doesn't yet. L'kayim kol dovo l'rabois eino yishove b'shove. This is not exchanging. L'mar afmad be'ya peyre l'mar davke b'keili. That means l'kayim kol dovo means this is a third way I can make a kinyan mecher through a kinyan tzuda. That means it's sold and you owe me the money. I can make a kinyan temura through a tzuda. This is a, but l'kayim kol dovo, there it says now. There it says now by l'kayim kol dovo. So the Pasuk is telling us three oifanim how transactions can be made. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana, we learned, koinem bekeli afal pi she'ein boi shove pruta. Omar, so this became afal pi she'ein boi shove pruta. Omar av nachman lishona ela bekeli. Aval bepeiri loi, but a peiri you cannot be koinem. So Rashi says, aval bepeiri kol dovo she'ne keili. Everything that is not a keili is called a peiri. Aval bepeiri loim. Avsheish is afilu beperis. My time, the Rav Nachman, omakom. The pasuk says, naloi. Shavanosan, yeah. Nalein midi achin eloi. So the pasuk says, the skinion is done with a keli. My time, the Rav Sheish is, omakom, lekayim koldovo. And what does lekayim? He douses lekayim bicholdovo. Bichol dovo. That means the kaim kol dovo means not only a nal, bichol dovo. Lav nachmen nami yoksiv lekayim kol dovo. So the Gemara answers, Rav Nachmanu is l'kaim l'kol dova hu l'kaim kol dova haniknim b'mano. That means you could be koine everything with amano. That means even though peiri loy of the chalipin, about peiri niknim b'chalipin. But as Rashi say, loy v'afilu shava harbe, afilu the peiris are worth a lot, you need afka keili. L'kayim kol dovo, so Rav Sheish is loin shal l'kayim kol dovo, l'kayim b'chol dovo. Hu l'kayim kol dovo, gula utmura b'manu. That means that all these things could be nikne through gula and through tmura, they can be done with a manu, and even though you're not being ikayne kakoyish, ikayne peiris, hafal pikein, this is good. Let us just see Taisvis. Kaina Mekele Alpha Bishem by Shava Putta. Vim Taime Bepere Kol Shom Rinen Gabi Venosan La Koines HaKoidish. This is speaking about that Azor Eit Truma Beshoigik Venosan La Koines HaKoidish Dei Nesine Poches Mishava Putta. So it seems the word Venosan means a Nesine Cheshuve. It has to be a Nesine moment. So how could you say by chalipin, we see it says, nosan, lakainis, lakainis, neither shava put. Vishloimed, the host, Tashis says, it matters what you're talking about. There, it's a payment. A zol, eight trume that belongs to a koyin. So when you're speaking about a payment, there the vinosan means you pay. The vinosan means a payment. And a payment is in pochus mishavapruta. Ikalasnai pochus mishavapruta. Kamai gabi mila, davet ashlumi. Avol nesines manol hula rayeo. Here vinosan, sholof ish nali vinosan lareyo, you're giving a shoe. It's not a payment. You're giving him something. You're giving a manol. So it doesn't have to be, so if the word does not mean payment, so it does not necessarily mean a shava pruta. Abo nesines mano hu lorei, v'loi nesines moment. V'chein v'nosan b'yodo de get, you get, it says by a get, v'nosan b'yodo, have a nesines get, you're not paying her, you're giving a get. V'loi nesines moment. So, can the omepek sheini de gitten? Kos ve'a suri ano, kos she can make a get ali suri ano. Why can you make a get a surina? Because it's not a payment. You're giving a get. A get, so there's no conditions. What, and the value of the get? V'chein nesines trume, d'chita achas, poiteres ha-sakri. By trume, it says, v'nosan, you give to a koyin, the trume. And also you can give a chita achas, because there also, you're giving the trume. You're not giving, it's not a payment. What the give the, whatever the truma is, you give to the koyin. Hagavuch the zamer deket tais v'srid. The tais v'srid says there are two dinim. There's a Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs also that says this yisod that by truma there are two dinim. One din is chitachas peiteres esakri, that it's matter the kri, but there's a mitzvah nesina also. You should not be mafrish achite. You should be mafrish more. This is a Taisus Chid in Kedushin. And you should be mafrish to make a nesina cheshuva. But Taisus doesn't learn like that. Taisus says, here it says nesina strumen. Begabi siche, dechsiv, by siche of Shem and Amishcha, dechsiv sheyitein, bikalamandav, dhava bachoshu. Aval gav de me'ilohi, there you're being nene from the Shemen HaMishre, the Dvayakeveski doesn't understand. The Asheyitain is speaking about not what you're paying back to Agdish. Here it's speaking about what you derive benefit yourself, so that Yitain does not necessarily mean an Asinus moment. So Taishri says, Hainim Shem Dachsiv Siche, Shos Damashve Bacholshu. So that's why, so the Siche is Mamayit, the Nesine of Mila. Madama bekezais, the one man who says the kezais of a kerabona da bishol, the you learn now, Nesine bekezais, kezol shol chel tumen, is a gzere shove, venosam, By Trumetz, a Kezayis, it says a Shayechal, and you learn that Xerish Shavu from Trumetz. Gabi Lavoyne, the Bina Kezayis, Berkola, Amenoches, Mishum de Shoni, Milosh and Simed, Aschel Bey.